Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the sensation of breathing in the body. Try to keep your attention centered there. As for anything else that may come into your range of awareness, you don't have to focus on it. Just stay focused on the breath. Sounds, thoughts, whatever. Just let them pass. What you're going to hold on to is the sensation of breathing, but don't hold on to it so tight that it becomes uncomfortable. Allow the breath to come in and out freely. Have a sense of being at home here, relaxed into the sense of being at home. And then see how long you can maintain it. This is going to require mindfulness, in other words, keeping in mind the fact that you want to stay with the breath. And alertness, noticing what the mind is actually doing. And a quality called ardency, when you really try to do this well. In other words, as soon as you detect the mind wandering off after the sound of the airplane, the sound of the birds, just bring it right back. While you're with the breath, you try to be as sensitive as you can to what kind of breathing really feels good right now. You can try longer breathing, shorter, faster, deeper, more shallow. Try to find what rhythm and texture of breathing feels good for the body right now and feels good for the mind. We're trying to train the mind here because the mind has its duties that it has to fulfill as it goes through life. You need to be able to control it so you do the things that you know will be for your long-term welfare and happiness. The Buddha said that's the question that lies at the beginning of wisdom. What, when I do it, will lead to my long-term welfare and happiness, and what, when I do it, will lead to my harm and suffering long-term? In other words, you realize that it's going to depend on your actions. Long-term is possible. Long-term happiness is possible, but so is long-term pain. So you've got to be careful about what you do and you say and you think. That requires another type of wisdom, which is knowing how when there's something you like to do, but it's going to give long-term pain, you learn how to say no, and say no effectively. As for something you don't like to do, but you know it's going to give long-term happiness, so you try to talk yourself into doing it, to get yourself to want to do it. This is when you can say that you really know how to run your mind, manage your mind. Otherwise, your mind is all over the place. It's not obeying you. You know that something will be good in the long term, but another part of you says, well, I want this right now. You've got to learn how to look for the long term. And meditation is a good skill for developing that long-term perspective. It doesn't mean it saves all of its rewards for a long time away. Actually, when you do it well, you're going to have an immediate sense of well-being. All you have to do is just focus on your breath and things feel good in the body. But it does require that you put some time in, and it's worth it, though. Because after all, if your mind is untrained, it's like having an untrained dog in your house. Makes messes all over the place. Doesn't do what you want it to do. It's going to make a mess of your life, in the same way the mind can make a mess of your life if it's not trained. So here's some training for it. And it's a way of showing respect for yourself, too. You think of yourself down the line, you'll be happy that you've developed this skill. Because after all, we all want long-term welfare and happiness. And the Buddha said, this is how you respect that desire. The world is teaching us many times not to respect that desire. They say, here's some immediate pleasure for you right now. And you take the bait and you swallow the hook. But here's a happiness that doesn't have any hook. The happiness that comes when the mind is well-trained. You're not so easily misled by the world. They can say, buy our things. Forget about long-term happiness. Go for the immediate pleasure right now. The meditation gives you the strength to say no. Because the rest of the world may not be concerned about your welfare and happiness, but you should be. After all, who else is going to look after it for you? And here's this good skill to get started.